biggest and best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Time now in our program for a Boomer Blast and an update on how the Sooners are progressing as they look to open up the season September 5th at home against Akron. And just to recap, OU finished a disappointing 8-5 with an 8-5 record last year. They were 5-4 in the Big 12 Conference. But I think the Sooners could surprise. So you better not count them out, especially with some of the moves that have taken place in the offseason. So it is time to storm to Norman. I'm excited to have back with us. That, of course, is James Hale with OU Insider. Always one of the hardest working guys in the business. I just wish I could bottle up all of his energy and his insight. He's amazing. Hello, James.
Well, and I wish I could bottle up your looks and, and hey, life would be a lot better. You're the most beautiful woman in sports and, it's great to be on with you, and you said it very well when you said some of the changes have been made, and it's going to be interesting to see how all those changes play out, but I agree with you. Don't sleep on the Sooners, because if they get good quarterback play, I think they're pretty good this year, E.
I was going to say, you know, what is your view of the 2015, this version of the Sooner football team? Will they rebound? Could they have a 10-win-plus season?
Oh, yeah, they certainly can. E, again, it comes down to quarterback play. Now, your next guest and your next guest and your next guest that comes on to talk football, they say the same thing, about any team in football. And every team that has quarterback questions, you kind of wonder, okay, are they going to be good or not? And you can have a pretty good wide receiver core and running back core, but if you're not good at quarterback in this day and age, maybe it's been that way ever since football was invented, mm-hmm. If you're not good at quarterback, maybe you can't have a good team. But with so many teams relying on the passing game in many ways, sometimes the passing game is how teams actually run the football. You know, when you've got that kind of accuracy that you have to have, if your quarterback's not firing and not getting those kind of plays, then it becomes a problem. And I think that's still an issue until we get into the season to see just how good Oklahoma is at quarterback. They've got three guys. They're still repping at practice. I think that will stop on Monday, and they'll pick two. I think that's going to be Mayfield and Knight, but we'll see. And then whoever becomes the guy, is he going to be efficient enough, E, to run this air raid offense that Lincoln Riley is bringing to Norman? And I think that's still the million-dollar question as we get ready to play the year.
What does your gut tell you? I mean, who do you think will be anointed as the quarterback? Who would you like to see?
Well, if you force me to bet nowadays, and if you promise me a date if I got it right or something like that, I would go with Baker Mayfield, and I think Baker's going to be the guy. And here's a couple of reasons why. Baker knows this offense a little better than Trevor. Historically, he's been a little more accurate of a throwing quarterback, and you need to be accurate when you're doing these kinds of things. And I think also, in the back of the coach's mind, they're still, at this point, debating, is Trevor, he had that scary injury at the end of last year. Is he totally healthy? Does he run any risk of running into that problem again? And I think they think that he could be a really super backup with his energy and some of the things that he does, and that's why I think Baker will end up winning the job. But, it's going to be interesting to see. It's still the biggest decision in camp.
OU Insider James Hale is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can also listen to him on the radio at 1400 KREF. James, how can our listeners get in contact with you?
Yeah, they can come on OUinsider.com, and they can always come on there. And I answer a million questions a day on there and write stories and things with Joey Helmer. And I'm also at sportstalk1400.com. I'm on from 11 to 2 Central Time and would love anybody to call me from anywhere in the country. So would love to hear from folks, especially outside of the Big 12. I think that would be cool, too.
Absolutely. Always the expectations are so high when you talk about the Sooners. I think it's a bit of a blessing that they are perhaps flying a bit under the radar, because we think back to a year ago, James, the Sooners were ranked, number one in the country in the preseason polls.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I mean, they could be the dark horse team out of the Big 12 Conference. Would you agree?
I think Bob's best teams have been underdogs, don't you? They
okay, yeah,
nobody,
absolutely.
Nobody liked them in 2000. And there's been a number of years where people really didn't rank OU that high, and yet OU stormed back and turned out to be a pretty good team. I think they're hoping that's the case this year. The addition of Lincoln Riley has really sparked this program. Now, I'm a big Josh Heupel fan. I'm good friends with Josh, and I think Josh did a great job here. But, Lincoln's a young gunslinger kind of guy. He's kind of got that swagger to him. Kind of when you talk to him and says, man, can anybody stop your team? He'll kind of look at you and say, well, we're going to find out, but I'm going to enjoy trying to see if you can prove it or not.
Yeah.
It's one of those kind of guys. And, I really like Lincoln because I like the fact, people, are you going to run the ball? You got all these running backs? Guys, I'm not stupid. I can get the ball to the best players. We'll get the ball to our best guys. And when we do, look out. And, when you watch practice footage and when you see him at practice, Then when they hit a play or they do something positive, he's the guy that's always saying, hey, way to go. Or if they just miss it, he'll go, do you realize we just missed six? We can get that six next time. Don't forget about that play. I mean, he's always encouraging, and it's been a breath of fresh air in the program.
We're excited about the new addition of the offensive coordinators you're talking about in Lincoln Riley. But Bob Stoops entering into his 17th season, what kind of pressure is he under, James?
None. Yeah, I don't think he's under any pressure. He's got a contract to 2001. He's got the backing of the president, David Boren, and the athletic director, Joe Castiglione. And he's done so many more positive things than negative. What negative things has he really done? 8-5's in some programs really good. Yeah, I agree with you. It's not great here at Oklahoma. But, you know, again, he's had just 2 years ago, he beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl and was ranked 6th in the country. I think that they believe they're better off watching Bob reinvent himself, so to speak, or continuing to try to reinvent the program and bringing in somebody else because they don't know how well he would do. You've got a proven track record guy. And so, no, I don't think he's under any pressure. Now, if he goes 8-5 again, then 8-5 next year, you know, maybe, I guess. But see, it would have to be that kind of chain of events. And, you know, I don't think he's going to run into that. I think his team's going to be pretty good, and they'll get back to being what Oklahoma needs, you know, where they should be.
Senior writer with OU Insider James Hale is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Tell me about James as far as how does the schedule set up for Oklahoma? Does it favor OU?
No, it doesn't. In fact, it's a schedule that's not really positive. All their games, all their big games, they are on the road. I mean, they go to Tennessee in the second game of the year. Hey, get this. They're going to Kansas State. They're going to Oklahoma State. They do get TCU at home, but they got to go to Baylor, too. So every tough game is almost on the road outside of TCU being at home. And so, no, either schedule does not line up well. But just think if they navigate that schedule and they get through that schedule, then, man, they'd be sitting pretty going in, battling for the Final Four, even without a Big 12 championship game.
Second weekend in September, of course, they will head to Knoxville. How do you see that game playing out against Tennessee?
Oklahoma handled Tennessee pretty well at home last year, and even though there's some minor changes with the teams are kind of similar. Both teams are trying to reinvent themselves in the offensive line. Both teams like their front seven on the backside. And so, you know, they've got those kind of things going. I think Oklahoma's a better team. They beat them pretty handily last year. I think Tennessee's going to be better. But I think Oklahoma's going to be better. Now it's on the road. OU's never played there. What is it, 100,000 people to show up?
Right, it's crazy.
Off the water, and it's got all those things. I'm sure you've been to that venue. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to going for my first time. I think it's going to be a Donnybrook game, but I think OU's going to win on the road.
Tell me about Oklahoma's defense. Are you getting a sense of how good they could be?
Well, that's a question mark on the defense, but I think Bob made some great moves to shore things up by making Mike a CEO of the defense, more or less, where he can game plan hard and he can call from the press box and not have to worry about coaching a major thing like the secondary. Bob went out and got two great assistant coaches to come in, and Jerry Cooks in the secondary and Dyron Reynolds in the defensive line, and those two guys know how to defense the spread. And I think they've got a lot more talent. Now, some of that talent's young, and it hasn't been defined yet on the college level, but they were highly recruited guys. They all looked the part. I think OU's pretty good up front. And with Eric Stryker leading the way and a linebacking core that's grown up over the last 2 years, I think that if Frank Shannon coming back to this defense, I think they've got a chance to be a lot better than they were last year.
Okay, we're short on time. Senior writer with OU Insider James Hale has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Check him out, Oklahoma247sports.com. Simply one of the very best in the business.
Thanks, E.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight right here on YSR. Stay close.